It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, young man.
There he is.
How are you doing?
Not bad. You made it through the cold weather today.
Yes, it's brr outside.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's so cold that it makes your face go numb.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Your face is going to stick that way.
Well, it's been that way for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be even colder.
Really?
Lovely.
Do we get the day off tomorrow?
Probably not.
Huh.
No.
Are there any way I can put like a vacation day in or anything?
Probably not.
No. Huh. You're just not willing to help me at all, are you?
Toughen up a little bit, Buttercup.
Yeah.
It's Wisconsin.
Yeah. Hey, if you don't like the weather, wait a couple minutes. It'll change.
It'll change.
It will.
And it will change later this week, too.
Yeah. Yeah, above almost 30, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good football games yesterday.
Yep. Yep. Better one Saturday night.
Saturday night. Oh, the Lions?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Not a Lions fan.
No. You know, I was kind of rooting for them.
But nope, not at all.
I predicted it a long time ago, though. You know, you can't herald the teams in October and November.
No, you can't.
Who's playing the best right now? And, boy, the Commanders.
Boy, they're on a roll.
They're on a roll. So
they'll have to play well on Sunday mm-hmm. to beat the Eagles. So
they will.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's one of those, all the NFC teams that they've bragged about all year, sitting right there with the Bears. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to play, and, you know, they didn't play well.
Survival of the fittest, too.
It is.
Injuries and everything crop up.
Without question.
Yeah.
So, and that we're still here, Phil.
And we're still here. They haven't called us
yet. We've survived this football season. I'm sure the WRCO professional football team is already out of it, isn't it?
I think so. Our fantasy team, I think Chris Simonson came back and won.
Well, isn't that crazy?
In the tournament.
Yeah. Just like the league leader, Joanne, she was ousted in the first round.
Yeah, she was like the Lions.
Yeah.
And
done.
And he was like the Commanders.
Yes. And, yeah, he come from out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And won that.
Boy, impressive.
Yeah, I think he had an inside thing or something going on.
He might have.
So I think he switched the rules to fit him.
Oh, he might.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. You never know with him.
Yeah, but good stuff. Came right down. Unfortunately, the fellow dropped the 2-point conversion yesterday that would have tied the game late, and that was.
I didn't watch any football yesterday.
You didn't?
No, nope,
well, that's pretty much all I did.
No, I didn't watch any football.
Normally I don't, but yesterday is kind of cold weather, and man.
I just wanted to go inside and out and just complain to myself. You know what? It's really cold. I'm not going to do anything. So I'll go back out and do it again.
Sure.
Dogs looked at me like I ain't going out there.
Right? Did you? Did you take him out then? Or
Okay. Clemmy this morning goes, I ain't going out there. Yes, you are.
Oh, boy.
So you have to walk them or they won't go down the steps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very good animals for, I ain't going out there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Poor old Squirt, he'd get like one step out the door. Like, Squirt, can you take two steps out the door anyway? But
nope.
Yep. Right there, baby.
Nope. Right there. Clean it up, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean it up.
All right.
You know, at our age, Phil, good multitasking. I can listen, ignore, and forget all at one time.
Can you?
Yeah,
that is multitasking.
That is multitasking.
I never thought about that.
Excuse me.
What else do you know today?
Well, remember the commercial that says, I've fallen and I can't get up?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's not so funny anymore, is it?
No, it's not. That's very true.
It is very true.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking that the other day when I was doing something. You know, I'm thinking, I don't have my phone with me. What did we do before phones? But, you know.
It's hard to remember.
Yeah. If something happened, I couldn't call June.
I would call my father and say, Dad, please pick me up, or Dad, I'm on my way home. Dad, I'm sorry, I'm late.
Yeah. Trouble is, he's in Arkansas, so he couldn't pick you up right now. It'd take a while.
Oh, but he would still want to know.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
But I mean,
he'd have to drive 12 hours to come pick you up.
Right. He would. Mm-hmm. My father would, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Did you ever call on the payphone when you didn't have money?
Yep.
You could get just enough in there to let them know.
Ozark.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we used to have a place called Ozark Mart. Ozark.
No, we dial my mom from the payphone at the school, you know.
We'd always call collect.
She'd be like, hello, and be like, pick me up. before he got cut off.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That way I didn't waste 10 cents. Or,
yeah. We always cold collect.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Cold collect. Yeah. It's a boy. You know, remember that?
Oh, one, that famous commercial. Yeah. Had a baby, it's a boy.
Yeah, had a baby, it's a boy.
Oh, the good old days. Yeah.
Practice done, please.
Yeah. That's it. Practice done, please. Yeah. You can get that much out. Uh-huh.
So, practice done, please. Mom would be there in about 20 minutes.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, right.
You know, when you buy a bag of salad, it starts getting brown and has that gross water on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Donuts don't do that, Phil.
No, no, they
don't. I'm just letting you know.
You can microwave them,
yes,
too.
Yes, you can. We do that quite often.
Improving here. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So, Hank, to err is human. To blame other people is management.
Yes.
There you go. Put that on your...
That's why we call you Mr. 12.
Well, I'm all about delegating. Delegating the blame.
Doesn't do it. Mr. 12.
Yeah, Mr. 12.
You know, my dad... Dad, what's your favorite word? Drool, it rolls right off the tongue. So.
Oh, yep. That's kind of sick.
It is, but it's true.
Chet's Feed, Seed, and Son sponsoring the attempts at jokes today.
I wonder if Jeff and Angie are so proud of the jokes that we got.
I bet they're just really proud.
Yeah, just proud.
We'll have more in a moment.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Here's an oldie but a goodie there, Hank. A grasshopper walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Hey, we have a drink named after you." And the grasshopper says, "Really? You have a drink named Steve?"
Oh, yes. That's pretty good.
That's a favorite. Yeah,
that's pretty good. Anyway, let's see here. Most puns make me feel numb, Phil, but math puns make me feel number.
Number. Oh, boy.
Yeah, not getting any better, are they?
No, they're not. That's why the math book looks sad. It has so many problems, right? Yeah.
And it started with us.
Yeah, right. do you know anything else?
Not really. Do you?
No, I'm preparing for the kicker, though.
Hold on here. I'm looking.
Let's
see here. Here we go. My life in a nutshell, Phil.
Oh, okay. Now,
I think I'm 29, tough like I'm 10, and I move like I've signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. I highly resemble that statement.
Yes. How do you know how long cows should be milked? How do you know how long cows should be milked?
Well, I used to, when I was talking on the phone to, you know, my prospective ladies, I would be, like when I would hear the milker going, I knew that was the
same as short cows, Phil.
The same as short cows. How long cows should be milked? The same as short cows. Yeah, I never thought about that. Need a smaller milk machine, though.
You know.
Closer to the ground.
Yes. Dogs are not the only animal you can train, Phil.
Really?
Yeah. I had a goldfish that used to break dance on the carpet for about 10, 15
Did
seconds.
Did he really?
Yes.
Never thought about that. Yeah right.
So,
oh, well. You know, yesterday I couldn't figure out whether someone was waving at me or the person behind me. You ever had that happen?
Mm-hmm.
In other news, though, I lost my job as a lifeguard.
Oh. So,
Hey,
how you doing?
Are you waving at me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay.
Wife texts husband on a cold winter morning.
Oh.
Windows frozen, won't open.
Ah.
Husband texts back, gently pour some lukewarm water over it and gently tap the edges with the hammer. Wife texts back 10 minutes later, computer really messed up now.
Windows frozen.
Yes,
that's a common occurrence.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And why would you pour water on a window?
Well, I don't know. I've done that on car windows, I guess.
Yes. All right. Well, here's your kicker, young man.
All right. I'm getting out of the way.
A Packer fan was enjoying himself at the game at Lambeau and I packed Lambeau Field until he noticed the empty seat down in front. He went down and asked the guy next if he knew whose seat it was. The guy said, "Yes, it's my wife's seat. We have missed her. We have never missed a game since the Lambeau days, but my wife is now dead." The fan offered his sympathy and said it was really too bad he couldn't find some relative to give the ticket to and enjoy the game together. Oh, no, the guy that said, "They're all at the funeral."
Oh, yes. That's about right.
That is a Packer
fan. That could happen.
Yes, it could.
Yes.
It probably has happened.
Yeah.
No one available. They're all at my wife's.
Don't miss that game for anything.
Well, I hope people haven't learned a thing. I'm sure they have.
Yeah, that's about all you know, I suppose.
That's about all I know. I have a used tissue, if you're interested.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. For you, if you need it?
No, I'm good, I think.
Just trying to help you, buddy.
I still have my sleeve.
So. You, well, close. Well, young man.
Oh, yes.
I hope everybody out there, be very safe today. That cold will get you today. Yeah. So
tonight's not going to be real
nice.
Yeah,
it's not going to be pretty tonight either. So anyway, buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.